Hey, yo.
It's your girl, Megan.
And it's your boy, Brooks. That's what they do, right? That's what the kids do today.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
It's your boy, Brooks. Holla at your boy.
And we the sis.
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo. Oh, we are so hip.
Yeah, we're hip and cool.
Totally.
You know the word on the streets? The streets.
So you were saying that you had a song in your head?
Yes. Before we started, I was telling Megan, I just got off work and just got home, and I was like, you ever have a song just pop in your head at random? Like, you haven't heard the song, and it's just like, boom, mm-hmm. It's there. And you're like, where did I even get that? And it's just stuck in your head.
Right. Yeah. And yours happened to be.
Mine was, girls just want to have fun. So I probably look crazy over, like, on the line working. And I'm just, like, humming and dancing to it. Oh, what girls really want.
It's a catchy song, though.
It is. And it's, but, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just a random song that I've not heard in, like, forever. Just pops in my head. Like, I just got, it feels like I just got done listening to it, and now it's in my head. But I haven't heard it in, like, forever.
You could have heard, like, a little piece of it. Like, I've found that sometimes I'll have a song in my head and then Kevin will have the same song and I'm like, how do we have the same song in our head? And like it was on, like a little piece of it was on a TV show or something that we didn't even really realize until we started singing it.
Yeah, but I was at work though, and like I didn't watch no TV, and like on the radio this morning I always listen to rock on the way to work.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just jamming out to my Girls Want to Have Fun cassette tape.
Well, maybe you were working and you really just wanted to have fun. So,
yeah, like girls.
Yeah.
You know, because apparently girls just want to have fun. Yeah.
It's true.
Like me.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe I made that connection subliminally.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're just in a Cyndi Lauper mood.
Is that, who's that?
That's the woman that sang the song.
Oh. That's another thing, too. I'm bad about the names of, like, singers and bands. Like, I know their songs, and I like music. And then, like, people, like, quiz me, like, on bands and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know that stuff. And like, oh, you're not a true fan. And I was like, well, I mean, I like their music, so I guess that makes me a fan. I don't have to know band trivia to be a fan of their music.
I think I disagree.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I remember that stuff so easily, you know, that I like to look down on the peasants that can't.
Like me?
Yeah. And Kevin.
The common folk.
Kevin is so bad about that. I do that all the time. I quiz him, who sings this song? And he won't know. And I'm like, how do you not know that this is Elton John? Like, stuff like that. Yeah.
I do the same thing with my wife. And I just like throw out any random name. Like, is this Nelly? It's like, it's a girl singing. So it's not Nelly?
No.
It's ain't Nelly.
Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
Whatever happened to her? She ain't come out with nothing new lately.
I don't even know who that is. Like, I know the name, but I could not name.
Hold on, I'll do it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm like a bird, I'm only fly away.
Okay, I know that. But I won't remember that tomorrow. Someone could literally bring that up and like, hey, you know that song, you know, I'm like a bird. Who sings that? And I'm like, I don't know.
A bird?
A bird. A bird that wants to fly away? I don't know.
You know, a music producer's going to listen to this and be like, oh my God, Megan and Brooks, we've got to get them signed.
Yeah.
Just that
maybe
little...
we should do as a comedy duo. We should do a comedy song.
Oh, yeah. There are.
Use it for our intro.
There are. Comedians that like bring a guitar and sing, like Bo Burnham.
Can you play an instrument?
I can play a little bit of the piano.
Oh, I can play the guitar.
Can you?
Well, I mean, not well, but I can play it.
You can hit it like a drum.
Yeah. This is how you do it. Sounds good.
You can get a cowbell.
Yeah, I guess I can get a cowbell. I can do that. The triangle.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's easy enough. A tambourine. Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Shook a tambourine.
That song?
Yeah, it's a song.
Yeah, I know that song.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
It makes me want to dance, you know? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay, sorry. Well, I wanted to discuss with our listeners our idea to have segments. Kind of wanted to get some feedback from the listeners since we literally never get any feedback from you guys.
We know you're out there.
Yeah, I can see.
We can see you.
I look at the, whatever it's called, the analytics, and I can see that y'all be listening. But y'all don't be listening. Y'all don't be leaving no messages. Well, maybe you are on Facebook, and I just hadn't seen it. So if you have, I apologize. I haven't checked
Facebook. It's like listeners like all around the world right now going, I left you a message.
Oh, one of the segments is learn something new, and we're going to call it Facts, Bitch. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I also had the idea for a segment for where people leave us messages with what's going on in their life and some problems they may be facing. And like, hey, I want to get Megan and Brooks's take on this and what they think I should do.
Yeah. And we would give you the most awesomest advice ever.
We would read it. You know, you could stay anonymous and request to be anonymous if you want to.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, I have this issue in my life right now that really needs solving.
Because if you got a problem,
you will solve it.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to have a disclaimer. Any advice that you follow, Megan and Brooks cannot be held accountable.
We are a comedy duo. We
this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yes, but I mean, we still get, you know, somewhat of a serious take on it, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll come from the heart, but with a comedic twist.
A comedic heart.
Unless you ask us questions about things that we don't feel like. I mean, what are some things that we wouldn't feel like we could give an opinion on? I don't know. I'm pretty open to give opinion on just about anything.
I have an opinion on everything.
All right. So we have our learn something new, Facts, Bitch, and then our advice call. Like, what would we call the advice?
We call it help me. That's just that segment. Help me. Or just, it's hit me. We just drop the L. It's H-E-P.
Hit me.
Hit me. Hit me.
I feel like if somebody wanted hepatitis, that's what they would say.
Hit me. Hit me. Like, you sure you want this hepatitis? Hit me. All right.
Whatever
you say. I mean, you asked for it.
And then we do in the news. But I'll have to look up shit in the news because I don't watch the news.
Well, I mean, we would probably just open Google and like the first thing that pops up, we're like, hey, let's talk about this.
Yeah, that'll be good. What could we call that segment? In the news?
News, bitch.
News,
what would we just name all our segments? Like, there's Facts, Bitch, and then there's News, Bitch, and there's Help Me, Bitch.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then we have politics.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite one. Because we can do that right now. Let's do a quick segment on politics.
All right. Politics. Brooks?
Fuck politics.
Fuck politics.
Segment over.
And there's your politics news from Megan and Brooks. I did the shit my kids say. I have that as an idea. Just because they say crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to be like constantly paying attention to them. I'm gonna do that.
I also had the idea of me and you reenacting a scene from a movie or TV show and having our audience try and guess where it's from.
Yeah, so would we, I guess we wouldn't do it like line by line. Like, would it be our take on the scene or would we perform it like the script?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So we probably should take it out of context to make it like a little harder to guess. And so people couldn't just like Google it.
Because if I'm like, I'll never let go, Jack. Or you say, I'll never let go, Jack. I'm like, it's pretty obvious what it's from. Yeah.
Or I'll just say like, let me go, Rosemary.
Rosemary.
You got to change for anonymity. You got to change the name.
Okay. All right. I'll be like, no.
Gerald.
Gerald. I was trying to think of something that rhymed with Jack, but I was like, whack.
Whack? Patty whack?
Yeah, we could. I think we should do that. That would be good. That would be funny.
Yeah. Especially if we like jumble it up like that. And then people are like, oh, that seems familiar, but they jumble it up. What are they doing?
Like, nobody can get that. Yeah, maybe. And then you had an idea for What About Brooks, where you spend 45 minutes just talking about yourself.
We were messaging back and forth, talking about ideas for segments for the podcast. And I was like, I got one. What if we do one called What About Brooks? Where I spend 45 minutes talking about what's going on with me and, you know, how I'm doing and, mm-hmm. you know, everything about me, really.
Your hopes and dreams, aspirations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we can do a 5-minute segment called Meh, Megan.
And then if I go over, you stop me. I'm like, yeah. Sorry, time's up.
Yeah, like play like an actual buzzer, like, I'm sorry, our time is up.
Yeah. I don't think I like that idea.
Maybe our audience has good ideas for segments.
Yeah, what do you want to hear us talk about, like on a regular basis?
Yeah, what would you like to see as a permanent installation in the Sis Bro Show?
Maybe something like movie reviews, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where y'all send us, you know, movies you've watched that you want to see what we thought about it. And then Brooks and I can both watch the movie probably at separate times. But then we come together and discuss.
Because I will legit, like, watch anything.
I will, too. I might not like it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we watched, this has been a few weeks back. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Knives Out on Amazon Prime.
We have seen that. I've seen the reviews on that, and I insisted that me and my wife watch it. I was like, we're going to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good movie.
There's not enough movies like that, I think. Hmm. Very murder, mystery, suspense.
Man, now we're feeling like too cliche.
Right, yeah, there's lots of twists and turns. And like people you thought they were not. Like, I don't want to give it away. And that's what we have to like be mindful of whenever we're doing the reviews. We don't want to give too much away. So.
Well, I'm good at not giving away spoilers. I play video games and talk video games all the time on my Twitch. So, and even before that, when I would talk video games with my friend, you know, it's like, hey, have you played this? And it's like, okay, well, you can do this, you can do that. But I'm not going, you know, it's like already burned into me to not do spoilers.
Right, yeah. Good. Okay, so I'm just going to have to make sure. I won't be talking about something and be like, oh, nearby.
Be like, Jack dies at the end of Titanic.
What if one of our listeners hasn't heard or watched it?
Oh, God. Well, they probably should have watched it by now.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. I'll give spoilers away. Like, hey, at the end of Rambo.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, what if someone hasn't seen Rambo?
I know. I'm
pretty sure that was made in the 80s. You've had plenty of time.
Yeah, but what if they're like a teenager and they don't even know about Rambo yet, and Rambo happens to be one of their favorite movies when they finally do watch it, but they won't never watch it because you gave it away.
I didn't think about that. Well, I haven't told the Indian Rambo, so you haven't seen Rambo yet. Great movie.
I like on Always Sunny when Frank talks about his life and he's always like talking about a scene in Rambo and they're like, oh, it's Rambo. I love that show.
And that's a good show.
So let's try some of these out. Let's try out the
some test segments.
Yeah, let's do the in the news.
Some segments.
Let me look at what's in the news.
Okay.
We had an earthquake. Did you feel the earthquake?
I didn't. I was at work during the earthquake.
I felt it. It wasn't that, like, it shook, you know, and it was kind of crazy, like, oh, God, what's happening?
Wait, it was like that or it wasn't like that?
It was.
It was like, oh, God, what's happening?
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. Like, not what I think in California what happens, you know, with shit, like, falling off the walls and stuff.
And everyone's, like, running around going, earthquake! Because I didn't really feel it. My wife said she felt it. She was in here on the computer, and she had thought we live close to a major road, and we have trucks going by all the time, mm-hmm. and it kind of shakes the house a little bit. And she thought it was, so she's like, God, that was a big truck that just went by. But she did say she didn't hear no truck. And none of our animals freaked out. We have three cats and a dog, and they didn't freak out. And I told her, I was like, well, that's probably because we live so close to the road. They're used to the house shaking.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
We live across the road from a fire department, and our dog does nothing when he hears sirens. Because he's just used to it.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad that they're used to that kind of stuff. But then again, like, they're not going to really warn you of danger.
No, I mean, there could be like an earthquake and a police chase outside, and they won't even budge.
No. Oh, you remember that police chase that I saw? You were living with me whenever I lived off of a highway-ish road. It was really a two-lane road that connected two cities. And it was, man, late. I want to say like 2 o'clock in the morning. You and Henry were up. I think y'all were watching the Jackie Chan cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
And I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and there was a police chase, and it was just like cops just kept coming, and I told you about it. We went out there, and I think you did see a few cops go by, mm. and you said that you wanted to be interviewed by the news. Yeah. And you reenacted the what is her name, the one that does ain't nobody got time for that. You remember?
Oh, I do remember that.
Was up getting me a cool pop. police chases are cool. I'd never seen one before.
I've always wanted to just be interviewed in general. I think that's like on my bucket list.
Even if you ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, because I even told me and my dad one time, we went to that new theater that opened up in Virginia. That was mm-hmm. pretty close to where we lived. And we went to go see the first Spider-Man movie. And this new big theater had just opened up. There was this huge line outside. Spider-Man was opening in there. And this guy was going around, and I don't know who he worked for or what, but he was like, he had a microphone, and he had one of those old school, like, recorders on, like, a strap that looked like a purse or a pocketbook.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I remember, like, that looks so old school. But he was going around, and he was asking people, you know, what do you think about the new theater? What do you think about the new theater? And, you know, he was just kind of skipping along the line and asking people, and he skipped us. And I looked at my dad, and I was like, how come he skipped us? How come he didn't ask me what I thought of the theater? And my dad was like, well, what would you say? I was like, well, you come over here and be like, what do you think of new theater? And I would lean into the microphone and go, I don't know. I ain't been in there yet.
But you just wanted to be.
But I just wanted to be. I wanted my opinion heard.
Even though you didn't have one.
Yeah. I mean, that was my opinion, you know. I don't know. Right, I haven't been in there yet. Ain't nobody been in there yet. It was opening. It was the first time opening.
And he was too cheap to buy a ticket to get in there and interview people that actually been. Yeah, he was
out here in the line.
Oh, he could have got people coming out of it.
Maybe. I mean, maybe he was in the wrong line. Maybe he thought that was the exit line that everyone was standing outside of. We're just all waiting to get to our cars.
Really stupid reporter.
They probably brought, like, this is probably what it was. They probably brought that little recorder back to wherever he worked at. I don't know, the newspaper, I guess. I don't know.
The newspaper.
And they started listening to it, and they just keep hearing the people talking about it, you know, how they don't know. They haven't been in there yet. It's just open. Ain't nobody been in there yet. And he's like, God, you were fired. You were so fired. You didn't ask one person who had been in the theater yet.
There you go. Oh, my God.
I think about stuff like that.
I think about stuff like that all the time. Like, stupid people. Like, literally, I don't know how some people have survived as long as they have, because they are so dumb. Mm-hmm.
Luck. Lots of luck. Mm-hmm. I actually had an interesting thought the other day with this whole coronavirus stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. That was the news article I found, but you go on.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, when they're making, you know, movies and TV shows moving forward, is coronavirus going to be a thing in movies and TV shows? Or are they just going to pretend like it's not going on?
I don't know. See, because when 9/11 happened, TV shows just acted like nothing happened. You know, like TV shows set in New York. So like on Friends, King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond, things that were on at that time that were set in New York, they never talked about it as if it didn't happen. But then they made movies, but they were specifically about it. So I'm thinking maybe they make movies about coronavirus, but the movies that aren't about it, they just don't talk about it. So I don't know. But I feel like 9/11, while it changed our lives in some way, it also didn't affect many people because, I mean, it affected you if you wanted to fly because there were new restrictions on flying. And then it affected you if you had a family member that had to go to war. But for the majority of people, it like changed our, the way we think, but we didn't have to wear a mask to go out. There weren't restrictions that you could put into like a movie or TV show, like wearing masks. Because I can see a lot of jokes and stuff being made about that in like comedy sitcoms. Like you got your mask on or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because what kind of movie is that? Like, if you know, like, think of like a romantic movie. You know, one of those like romance, comedies.
Rom-com.
Rom-com, yeah, you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if they go out like on a date or something like that and they're hanging out at the bar with their friends and they're talking about their troubles and stuff, I mean, you can't have all your actors just standing around in masks. Yeah. You know, that wouldn't make any, you know, it's like, you know, someone would say something and you're like, who just said that?
Well, I know a lot of shows that were supposed to premiere over the summer got pushed back because they had to halt production because of the coronavirus. Mm. And like one of my favorite shows, The Handmaid's Tale, there's no way you can put masks on those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the handmaids do wear like this masked thing, but it's only during certain ceremonies and stuff. Like you can't.
That takes place during like a certain time period?
No. It takes place in the future whenever America has been taken over by these crazy conservative religious people, and they changed the name of America. What did they change it to? Something in the Bible. It'll come to me in a minute. And it's during a time where the population has started to become infertile, and they don't never say why, but just like, it's a miracle if you ever get pregnant and carry it to term. So that like the birth rate has gone way down. This is worldwide. So in that, like everybody's scared of that, America got taken over. Like they actually had a war and everything by these crazy religious people that have basically enslaved the women that are fertile. And then they have like the elite people, their couples in, so the handmaid lives with a couple. So each couple has their own handmaid. And the man basically rapes the handmaid, but the woman is in the room. So it makes it okay, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And
for a second there, I thought it was going to be weird.
Oh, oh yeah, it's very weird. And then when they give birth, they have to give their baby over to that couple. And then the handmaid goes to a different couple. Like they just are slaves and having babies and getting raped, and it's horrible. And all these people are trying to escape to Canada because Canada is where you can be more free now.
Huh.
Yeah. And it like the whole story is around this one particular handmaid, June. But it depends on who you live with, what your name is as a handmaid. You're of whatever the man's name in the house was. So if the man's name was John, you would be of John. That would be your name.
That's just your name is of John?
Yeah. And then once you go to a different house, then your name changes. So you're of Fred. Like the girl, her name in the beginning is Offred, but it's of Fred. It's a really good show. Like I really got into it. Was one of those shows that I had gotten into it like after the first two seasons. So I like binge watched the first two seasons, you know, and now I have to wait for it to come out. But it's a Hulu show. So it's on Hulu if anybody wants to watch it. It's really good. I don't know if you and your wife would be into it, but I tried to get Kevin to watch it and he didn't like it. So I was like, fine by me.
doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
It's, I don't know if your wife would like to watch it though, but
oh, possibly.
It's, I like it. I got sucked into it. There's a lot more to it too. It goes into different storylines, you know, but that's the basic premise of it. It also shows the past too, how they got up to that point of being taken over. It's like these small little changes that happen and it doesn't really affect you that much, so you don't think about it, and then all of a sudden, boom, it does affect you. And there's nothing you can do because you've already ignored all the little things that didn't affect you. Scary. I'm gonna pull this story about coronavirus for us to discuss, but first, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Okay.
We're back.
What a lovely word from our sponsors.
You know what? I love hearing that word. So, as promised, there is a new headline that says, vaccines and asymptomatic spreaders may hold keys to answering COVID-19 mysteries, experts say. So, they are now saying that when we looked in the setting of COVID disease, we found that people who had prior vaccinations with a variety of vaccines for pneumococcus, influenza, hepatitis, and others appeared to have a lower risk of getting COVID disease. So when they say COVID disease, I guess that means like you get the coronavirus and then it turns into COVID-19. Which is the disease that causes like the pneumonia and the respiratory problems. So it's what immunologists.
That should be a segment right there. What word is this?
there's some words I just cannot say. Like I try, but I can't like mess it.
That's all you can do. Yeah.
Okay. It's what immunologists call immune training, how your immune system creates an effective response to fight off infections. So now they're saying if you've had all of your immunizations and you have a good immune system, that, like, how was this a headline out on that? Oh, I guess what they're doing is they're using already created vaccines to see if they help protect you from COVID. And it looks like some do.
Hmm.
Yeah. They still don't know everything about coronavirus. Oh, there's been a 90% increase in child cases in 1 month. I guess because kids are starting to go back to school.
I was about to say, like, how is that? They're already going back to school?
I'm guessing they go back to school. Maybe, like, camps and stuff have started to open because there's, like, not as many restrictions. Mm. And not all states are requiring you to wear a mask in public. And
daycares?
Yeah, oh, daycares, yeah. Daycares have started to open back up. But I wear a mask when I go out, and I see more people not wearing a mask than wearing one. Like when I go in the store, when I go to the grocery store.
I agree with that.
And I just, it makes me kind of mad.
I wear a mask. Like if I go grocery shopping or if I run to the gas station and go inside to get something, I'll throw on a mask real quick. Oh. I don't like it because it gives me this weird like dimple in my beard. Yeah. Like a beard dimple, like right the you know the bottom of the mask, like on my chin.
Right.
It pulls my beard under my chin. So when I take the mask off after wearing it for a while, like especially when we're doing groceries, I'll take it off and like the hair on my chin's pushed back and then it comes back out of my beard and I get this weird little beard dimple. I don't like it, but I'm about to do it.
Well, the mask is not to protect yourself, but more to protect other people. So whenever I see other people not wearing a mask, I just think that they are being selfish. You know?
Yeah.
Because, and the people on Facebook, I want to say, just shut up. Like, you don't know nothing.
Well, I kind of side with, I mean, if you don't want to wear a mask, then don't wear a mask. Just don't get near people with masks.
I think just if you can't be bothered to wear a mask for whatever time it takes for you to go into a store, then just don't go. Order groceries online and go pick them up. You know what I mean? Like, people are being careless. And it's about, I think of, like, the elderly. And you think about Japan.
Did you just say the elderly?
The elderly, yes. No, the elderly.
It sounded like you said the elderly.
I think I was going to say old, but then I changed it to elderly.
The elderly.
Anyways, in Japan, they didn't have to shut down their economy because literally everybody wore a mask. So they were able to control it. So the economy didn't get, people didn't lose their jobs. But these people on Facebook saying, I ain't going to wear a mask. The government can't control me. But they're sitting at home getting their, you know, unemployment checks from the government. Like, yeah, the government's kind of controlling you. Because they're basically paying you. But yeah, like, I feel like our economy would be a lot better if people would just take some personal responsibility to help not spread it. And think about the people with, you know, bad immune systems or people that are over a certain age that it could kill them. The mask is not about
the elderly.
The elderly, yes. Yes. The mask isn't to protect you, it's to protect other people from you. But I mean, I'm not going to go up to anybody and fight them if they're not wearing a mask, you know? We were at Lowe's looking for a refrigerator because we're buying a new house. Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. But Kevin and I were wearing a mask, and then there was this couple with a baby that were not wearing a mask. And Kevin's like, let's take our mask on. They're not wearing a mask. And I went through this whole spiel of, we don't wear masks for us. We wear masks for other people. We're wearing masks because we're not selfish human beings that don't care about our fellow human being, you know, loud enough for those people to hear me. But I didn't go over there and scold them directly, just to the side.
they're answering Kevin, but you, like, as soon as he said that, you just ran over there to them and just start like looking at them and answering Kevin. Yeah. They've been talking to him.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they're just then they're like, are you talking to us? And you're like, oh, excuse me, what? I'm sorry. Well, I was talking to my husband way over there.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. But, I mean, come on. You know, I get not making your kid wear a mask because there's no way my 2-year-old is going to wear a mask. My 4-year-old wants to wear one just because they see everybody else doing it, you know?
Yeah.
But my 2-year-old, I can barely get him to wear pants. So I'm not going to get him to wear a mask.
I'm bad about beating jokes into the ground. Yeah. So a lot of times when me and my wife pull up to go get groceries, we'll pull up to the grocery store and we'll put on our masks. And I look at her and I go, one last job. And then we're done. And we both nod at each other and get out the car.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a show Kevin and I are watching. Animal Kingdom. I think I told you about it. It reminds me of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You did mention that.
Yeah, it's a family that robs. But, yeah, I think you should try to watch it. It's pretty good.
I may check it out.
Back to me.
Yes. Me, Megan.
Yeah, we're buying a house. We were supposed to close last week, but they pushed closing back. And, oh, my God, I feel like the lender doesn't know what the hell is going on, saying that all these new regulations because of COVID and they don't know exactly what does what. So I just have to keep sending stuff in, like, and then what I send in, they'll have questions on it. I have to send something else in. The lender called me last night and said that we were clear to close. But until I see that, like, in writing, I'm not going to rest. But if all goes well, we will be closing Wednesday, and then I'll be coming at you from my new studio in my new house, hopefully. But I don't want to jinx it, so fingers crossed.
Well, hopefully that works out for you.
I hope so. I'm ready to get the hell out of here. I just want a bigger house for the kids, you know?
No, I don't, but I understand.
Yeah. and have like a little area for me to do, you know, my work and my podcasting. I told you I got a big closet, so I'm thinking about making that my podcasting area. Yeah.
The podcast closet.
Yeah. And I mean, we've already brought, I cannot talk today. Words are hard.
Maybe you're just becoming one of those elderly. Oh,
me can't think.
But you are so old.
Oh, yeah. My birthday was Saturday. And Brooks sends me the gift from Aladdin where he says, but you're so old. I'm like, thanks. I'm not that old. I'm in my 30s. I'm not going to say exactly how old, but mid-30s.
You say mid-30s?
Yeah, mid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so buying a house, we already bought the refrigerator. and there is a fucking appliance shortage.
Huh?
Yes. We went and, like, found the perfect fridge. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to get any more of those in. Those are discontinued. And then we found another one. They're like, yeah, they don't have those at the warehouse. We're not sure when we're going to get that in. So I had to get, like, my 14th pick for the refrigerator because there is an appliance shortage that went along with COVID.
Couldn't you just buy the floor model?
Nope. They won't sell the floor model.
Well, that makes zero sense.
I know. I was very upset about it.
Because if, like, they don't have any more, if it's discontinued, why do you still have a floor model out?
I know. That's what I asked. And nobody had the answer. And I was like, yeah, well, we want to buy the floor model. Like, we wanted to get a stainless steel one. The floor model was like a darker steel color. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't care. I just want this fridge. But we ended up finding one that is okay. I like it okay, but it still doesn't have all the bells and whistles of the ones I wanted.
Like, wait, what kind of bells? Fridge bells and whistles?
Yes, there's so many new, like, okay, so it has like a water pitcher that's like made into it, so you can fill up the water pitcher just by putting it in this little area, and so you have water like for guests and stuff. You know, it has the ice maker. It has the ice maker in the water, and it has where you can open this, like, I'm trying to think of how you could say it. The door opens in two different places, so like the fridge door, you can push this button and open it, and it's just like what would be in the door, like it comes off, so the kids can like get snacks without opening the fridge all the way, and then you close it and then it opens again. I don't know. I wanted it, okay. It reminded me of a Brian Regan, like, you literally just reminded me of a Brian Regan bit. You know Brian Regan, the comedian?
No.
Okay, well, he does a bit where he goes to get by a refrigerator, and the guy's helping him, and he's like, so this one right here is $600, and it keeps your food cold, but this one over here, $800, and it keeps your food cold, and then, but we got this one over here, oh, you gotta see this one, $1,000, and it keeps your food cold.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we said bells and whistles. I was like, bells.
They're like, they have some that have the, like, a touch screen on it where you can play music, and then you can, like, keep your grocery list, and you can control it from your phone. So, like, if you're out of town. Yeah. If you're out of town and your kids are at home and, like, they left the fridge door open, it'll tell you on your phone, and you can call your kids and fuss at them.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles. So, like, that should be a segment in itself.
But, yeah, so there's an appliance shortage. I told some people, friends, acquaintances, and everybody said that they knew about it. I'm like, why didn't I know about this? I had no idea.
I didn't know about this.
Appliance shortage. Like, when we bought the house, it didn't have a fridge, and they said that the reason why they weren't offering a fridge with it was because of an appliance shortage, and I thought they were full of shit.
You thought they were just being cheap.
Yeah. So, okay, there's appliance shortage. If you need a refrigerator or a washer and dryer or a dishwasher, good luck, because you're going to have to end up going with your 14th choice. So, yeah, we got the fridge. We've had to, like, push back the delivery date because this is the third time they pushed back our closing date. So, if we don't close soon, I'm going to scream. Like, literally. I'm going to get on the phone and scream. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So, yeah. Buying a house. Got a fridge. I'm going to have to buy some blinds. Kevin's like, until we buy blinds, let's just hang up sheets. And I'm like, no, this is a brand new house.
Just tack them in.
Yeah. I don't want to go in trashy. Our neighbors will be like, what the hell?
Look at those decorative curtains.
That one's Toy Story.
This seems like a fun family.
Oh, God. Kevin was talking to the guy across the street from us. So, we live on like a cul-de-sac and there's just like four people on our road right now. So he's talking to the guy across the street and he said, he seems like a nice guy. And then when I told him I had six kids, the look on his face, like he's not happy about it. I'm like, well, that's too bad.
Well, they're there.
Yep. And they're going to be outside. Trust me. Cause I don't want them inside. Our dog's going to poop in your yard.
Our kids are going to poop in your yard.
Maybe. You never know with my kids.
You know, their kids are crazy. Crazy kids. That's a thing now.
They like pooping.
I mean, who doesn't?
No, I mean, that's true. I guess I don't when I'm constipated because it hurts.
But that's when you have to poop the most, though, isn't it?
I know, but it hurts.
But it hurts.
Oh, okay, COVID. I'm sorry, I was reading this.
Yeah, we got into constipation. Jump from COVID to constipation, it happens. I think it actually happened on Fox News last night.
Well, I mean, COVID, constipation, kind of go, because, you know, the toilet paper shortage.
See how we segue right back to it.
Do you know how you spell Segway?
Segway?
Yeah.
I know. I mean,
S-E-U-G-E.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
There's not even a way in there.
I know.
It's like Sugi. Sug.
I know. Like, oh, I felt so dumb because we have these meetings, weekly meetings, and one of the one in the calendar invite, it says Segway, but I was like, Sieg, what the hell is a Sieg? That's how you spell Segway. I know. I was.
Whoever thought of that is the dumbest person ever.
There you go. All right, sorry. Had to throw that in there.
The facts, bitch.
There we go.
There we go.
There's our fact.
Another test segment there.
Anytime we say something like that, we should just have like a facts, bitch.
Facts, bitch.
Okay. They are looking for more volunteers for the antibody therapy trials. So apparently they give you blood that has the antibodies in it to help you. I don't know. I know that to do the vaccine trials and everything, they have to, like, give people COVID. You better be getting paid a lot of money to do these trials, I think.
They purposely give it to you.
Yeah. Well, I've been in a clinical trial before and made pretty good money. So. But I don't think I would do one for COVID.
Yeah, it's too risky. What if they threw you like an insane number, though?
Ooh, I don't know. Like $50,000? Something like that. Like $100,000? Maybe. maybe I get some COVID for that.
I love it like 10,000.
No. That's chump change.
20,000.
Well, you got to think, there's a chance of you dying.
$40,000.
$20,000. We can sell it right now for $20. No. It's going to have to be a lot because there's so much that they don't know about it and how it affects you long term, you know? But I guess if you're getting the vaccine and the vaccine works, then you aren't going to get the COVID.
But then they wouldn't pay you because they know it works.
Well, they don't. They have to test it. Even if they know it works, they have to do clinical trials before they can give it to people. That's part of the FDA. So the clinical trial I was in, they were testing vapes. They were testing the, I guess, what adverse effects vapes have on you, because different companies were advertising it as the healthy way to stop smoking, as if they didn't have any effects on it, and the FDA shut them down. So the FDA was going to pull all vapes off the market until they ended up doing the FDA trials, and they gave the vape companies like a certain date that they would have to get the trials in, or they were going to pull them all off the shelves. So in the trial, you either got an electronic cigarette, or you got your regular cigarettes, or you had to stop smoking. And it was all like you didn't know which one. So we had to try the vapes, like the electronic cigarettes. So this was whenever I was like a smoker. I didn't like electronic cigarettes, and I happened to be in the group that was just, hey, keep doing your thing, keep smoking your cigarettes. Yeah. So I basically got paid to just smoke cigarettes, and then they tested like my breathing. So they had to test the people that kept smoking cigarettes against the people that had to quit for vaping against the people who quit altogether to see what was the better option. Like, you know what the better option is, but they still had to do the clinical trials for it.
Yeah. And they paid you for this.
They did. They paid me for it. I got paid, at the beginning, and then I had an appointment where I would have to go in and they would have to test my pee and like take blood, and they had to do like an EKG on me. At the beginning, I had to do like this breathing test where you had to breathe as hard as you could into this thing and it tests your lung function. And then I had to do that same thing at the end, but I didn't have to do that every appointment. I had an appointment every month, and so every month I got paid, and then at the end I got paid like a larger sum. For finishing it all. Yep. And there was like, I had to deal with a little bit extra because during the whole thing, they found a lump in my boob and I had to have a lumpectomy. And so they had to get with my doctor to try to make sure that the lump wasn't caused by my smoking, because if it was, then they would have to end up putting in there that smoking can cause breast lumps. Yeah. It would be part of the whole clinical trial where they would say one person got this, one person got that, you know?
So what happened with it? It wasn't caused by it?
No, it wasn't. I actually had it before. I even started it, but didn't. I thought it was just a cyst. Didn't know it was something more serious. Yeah. But again, I don't think it was caused by smoking. I think a lot of times they say smoking causes certain things that they don't, just because they caused it for like one person, you know? But that's the government for you.
Well, I actually had this discussion with my wife not too long ago. Like, isn't there stuff like on the shelf, say if you look at them, they say like has not been approved by FDA?
Yeah.
And I look at it and I'm like, well, how did it get out here? Like, isn't that the thing? Like, the stuff had to be approved by the FDA before it can actually be on the shelves? Well, I mean, I guess apparently not, but.
Well, I think like there's some things that you can put out, but you can't say like FDA, like, so the FDA doesn't really approve everything, I guess. But there are certain standards that you have to meet to be able to bring stuff out and sell it. that the FDA has, like, guidelines. I don't know.
I mean, you sounded very convincing right there.
So, sometimes drugs are approved by the FDA for one thing, but people use them for something else, and that's not an FDA-approved reason to use them. But doctors will still prescribe you certain things that helps with something, but it's really been FDA approved for something else. So they can't tell you, they can't say that this will help or whatever because it's not FDA approved, but they still can prescribe it to you because it is FDA approved. Does that make sense?
No.
So say a drug, I got an example. There is a drug called Wellbutrin that is FDA approved for depression. Wellbutrin also helps you lose weight. So doctors will prescribe it to like patients that are trying to lose weight and just need a little bit of help, even though it's not FDA approved for weight loss. Since it is an FDA approved drug, it can be sold. You can use it. It's just not the FDA approved use of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it.
And there are some things that the FDA doesn't have to approve. I think. I'm not sure. Yeah. But I think if they sell it for one use and you use it for another one, then that's on you, I guess.
Like you're buying like Tylenol and you're shoving up your butt.
Yeah.
That's not FDA approved.
No.
They didn't approve that.
But I mean, that's on you, you know, you can buy it. And that's why, like, there are. Go on, what was you going to say?
I'll tell you, you can buy it. You take it anywhere you want, but you know, FDA didn't approve that.
Right. I remember, this was a long time ago. I'm not sure who it was. I don't want to say because I think they might be related to us, but their mom was snorting drugs, like pills, like crushing them up and snorting them. And her grandma went to like Child Protective Services to tell them about it. They couldn't do anything because the girl had been prescribed medication legally. And so how she was taking it was up to her, but it wasn't illegal. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Huh. So if I'm prescribed something, I can shove it up my butt. So I'm like, these are my pills.
It's not illegal. I mean, it probably wouldn't be the best.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be like, you know, helpful in any way. Like, I'm not getting the full effect of the pills.
Well, I mean, I think.
Wellbutrin will be better.
Lots of people do. They will put drugs up their butt because it goes like it dissolves into your bloodstream pretty quick. You never heard of people doing like vodka enemas?
No.
It's supposed to get them like they say it gets you a lot drunker and you don't have like the vodka smell on your breath.
Just in your butt.
But if you fart, oh God.
I'm like, oh God, it smells like vodka and shit in here.
People do that. People take coffee enemas.
I think I have seen something about that.
Yeah, it's supposed to like clean you out or something. I don't know. I'm not going to do it though. I think you should try it. I've got a
new segment coming on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You should try it and let us know.
Yeah, I'm going to do a segment. Called Brooks's butt.
Oh my God.
What's up there today?
Ew. Put your coffee up there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how do you, like, I guess you put the coffee in, like, an enema bag? Because I'm, like,
I was thinking the wrong way, where, like, you would just, like, lay on your shoulders and put your butt in there, and, like, your legs, like,
yeah, and you put, like, a funnel.
I wouldn't even think of the funnel. I was just going to take like a coffee mug and just like sip it in my butt.
Oh,
I wouldn't even think that far ahead.
How can you make your butt sip something? Like, I don't know.
Oh, you can, wait, your butt don't sip stuff?
Not you that I not know do that.
Oh, God. It's all in the muscles. You just got to contract it.
real quick.
Oh, God. Like, I think of Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah. It was almost to get my butt. Oh, God. With some, right. Some coffee with some fava beans.
And a nice Chianti. So, if y'all have anything that you want to suggest, Brooks, sticks in his butt.
I'm not going to do that, but feel free to suggest it.
Yeah, there you go. I think, I don't know, I think we might be able to talk him into it, guys.
I mean, I don't know, I might not put up that much of a fight, I don't know. I'm like, Brooke should stick this up his butt. I'm like, I don't know. And then you're like, come on. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. You got me.
I've already done it before. What?
Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last.
There you go. There's our new segment.
New segment.
Bruce's booty. Oh, fun times.
Fun times up my butt.
All right, so we got our segments. We need to hear from you guys. Let us know if it sounds good. Yeah.
This is like the only request we get to Bruce's butt.
Like, no advice. No one want to learn anything new. Just a banana. Yeah.
You just start getting messages of random things. It's like, what is this? It's like, oh, it's for that segment we talked about.
People are curious.
People want to know. I mean, if it's for science.
Right, yeah. What if somebody says shit? Like, what? Like, put it back up your butt. And I got. Well, our time has come to an end.
No, already.
Already, time flies when you're talking about butt stuff.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? So I make time fly at work in long days. Look at the person next to you, like, hey, you want to talk about butt stuff? It's like, yeah, I do. They just dragging. Let's talk about butt stuff.
I thought you'd never ask. I got something on my butt right now.
Right now. Guess what it is?
Oh, God. Okay. Yep. So, yeah. Y'all,
I'll probably get fired for that. You get turned into someone at work these days and be like, hey, you want to talk about butt stuff?
Oh, yeah. People are so sensitive.
Yeah, people are just so sensitive these days.
Nobody's got a sense of humor anymore. Mm-mm. Or a sense of adventure. However you want to look at it.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, let us know if y'all need any advice on anything. You want to learn anything? You got something you want Bubba to put up his butt? I mean, Brooks. Sorry. called you by your alias.
My alias. My anus.
Alienness.
My alienness. This is the moment that's going to get us our own TV show right here. It's just gonna be us traveling the world and sticking things on my butt.
Oh my God. I just don't know how I could, like, I don't know. What do I do? Do I commentate? I
mean, yeah, you commentate it. We can't show it on camera. So you just gotta give a play by play. Get on in there. He's going deep with it.
Oh, Jesus. Lube. Who needs lube?
Hey, sponsor right there.
Oh, God. Vaseline.
Oh, God. We got to end this show. I'm getting scared now.
Okay. Take us out.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. Feel free to message us. Yeah. Let us know something. Any of our questions. Talk to us. Join us. We want to hear from you. But yeah. Y'all come back now. You here? Thank you.
Thank you.